Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 18, Anime Episode 10. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 10?
Well, Episode 10 was called The World's Strongest Weirdo, Django the Hypnotist. And I will agree that this character is extremely weird, even though he insists that there is nothing weird about him. But we're introduced to him moonwalking backwards. This is absolutely ripping off Michael Jackson's moonwalk. 100% a copy. Right down to holding the hat, and he has a glove that he has on his chest. So I don't know what kind of copyright law that infringes on, but whatever. In this episode, we're continuing the story of Usopp being confronted by the Kami. Is that her name? Kami? Connie? Komi? Kino? Kami? Kwama? Okay, the rich girl. The rich girl is Usopp's friend, and her butler does not want Usopp to be hanging around. And so there was much more of a confrontation this time, where the butler was, whose name I haven't learned how to pronounce yet, the butler was running down, was insulting Usopp's dad for being a pirate, and saying that, he's rotten to the core and Usopp must not be much better. And so Usopp was, very, very upset. And butler, ordered them all to leave the mansion and never return. So then we introduce the Django, the hypnotist, showing up, and the kid saying he was weird, and he was saying, "I'm not weird at all." And they're saying, "Well, do a hypnotist trick, do something." And so he hypnotized them with a ring on a chain that he swings back and forth. But he has a funny habit of, when he puts someone to sleep through hypnosis, he also falls asleep. Not a very effective way of hypnotizing someone if you're also going to fall asleep, but whatever. So then later, Usopp is on the cliffs by the sea, and he is very, very upset because of everything that happened. And Luffy shows up and is hanging out with him. And then they see the butler down on the beach, having a secret meeting with Django the hypnotist. And through the power of incredible hearing, they are able to overhear every single thing that the two men far below say. And they are clearly plotting to assassinate the rich girl. In fact, that's the name of the plan that Django calls it. And the butler says, you should call it something other than that. But that is the idea, is they are going to kill the rich girl, but they are going to first hypnotize her so that she will sign papers saying that she is willing all of her estate to her loving butler. And we discover that this guy has been lying in wait for 3 years, that he showed up desolate and little more than a bum laying in the dirt. And the rich girl's parents took him in and cared for him. But it was all a deception. He worked his way into their lives, became trusted by them all, and now he intends to betray them and be able to inherit all of their wealth once he kills the rich girl. And so Usopp and Luffy were spotted. Of course, you know, Usopp was saying, "We didn't hear anything." And in typical Luffy fashion, Luffy says, "Oh, we heard everything." And so they, Django hypnotized them. Luffy falls forward and hit, you know, falls all the way down, and they just assume he's dead. Cause he's just, you know, curled up on the ground on the beach, but we know better. We know about Luffy's powers. So anyway, Usopp is running off to warn the town of this terrible plot. And of course we know Usopp is the proverbial boy who cried wolf, and he's going to have a real hard time getting anyone to believe him. And that's kind of where I think we left the story.
Who is Django the Hypnotist?
This is Django the Hypnotist. Django is a very tall, thin man, wears a blue coat with green pants, a big, wide-brimmed blue hat and gloves, and he has longish gray hair, very strange kind of rock star face, and he wears heart-shaped, red-tinted sunglasses, and has a funny habit of walking backwards all the time, just like Michael Jackson moonwalks in his music videos. He is a very odd person, primarily because he thinks he is not odd when clearly he is. Anyone who consistently walks backwards to get anywhere, moonwalking, then expects people to think that he just looks like a normal person, is clearly, you know, not in touch with the same reality that that the rest of us are experiencing. So he is a very strange character. And he's a hypnotist. He has a big ring of some sort hanging from a chain that he is able to swing back and forth and hypnotize people, although he has a funny habit of he shouldn't really look at the thing that he's swinging while he's hypnotizing other people, because he also hypnotizes himself.
Who is Captain Kuro?
I have not yet learned how to pronounce this character's name, but he is the butler for the rich girl. He is also Captain Kuro, I believe. That is his true identity. He is the leader of the Black Cat Pirates. And he is a tall man in a fancy, very fancy butler's suit and tie with very long, curly collar. He has black hair. He has glasses that he has a funny habit of pushing up with his palm all the time. And probably besides the gold insignias and buttons on his jacket, the most odd thing about Captain Kuro is his very large feet, apparently. And he wears gray and black striped shoes, which is extremely odd. Not really what you'd expect from a classy butler. But he is a very calculating pirate, very sneaky, has many plans. His intentions are to steal all the wealth of the family that lives in the mansion on this island.
What was the setting in this episode?
Episode 10 took place primarily on the island that Luffy and his friends have arrived at. Some of it took place on the sea cliff and on the beach below. Some of it took place at the mansion, on the grounds of the mansion and in the bedroom of the rich girl. There is a lot of pastoral land between the ocean and town that is fields, farmland, and paths with wooden fences.
What was the combat in this episode?
There wasn't a great deal of combat in this episode. I don't remember. I don't think Luffy used any of his Devil's Fruit powers. The main combat that I saw was Usopp has some sort of hook and chain that he can use to quickly lower himself down from high places, that he keeps in some sort of satchel attached to him. He also punched Captain Kororo in the face, but that was the extent of the physical violence in the episode. I suppose if you want to call it an attack, Django the Hypnotist hypnotized people twice in the episode and succeeded in hypnotizing himself on both occasions. Oh, that's right. Yes, he did find someone to be a proxy for him, a fake captain that then was then executed by the Marines under a hail of bullets that allowed the true Captain Koro to go into hiding and assume this false identity.
What was the special move for this episode?
The special move was hypnosis from Django the Hypnotist, using a large silver ring hung from a long chain that he uses to hypnotize and put people to sleep with. And he puts himself to sleep.
Look into my eye.
Something along the lines of look at the ring. Watch it swing.
Abracadabra. 1, 2, Django!
Good. Any last thoughts on this episode?
Only that I think the live-action version has the right amount of Captain Kuro pushing up his glasses with his palm. I think they overdo it in the anime. It happens too often and loses some of its impact. Other than that, looking forward to the next episode.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 10. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!